We pick up there 9-0 after the missed two-point conversion by Cimarron. The Blue Jays would kick off to Scott City with 5:13 remaining in the game. But Scott City would have a great return of 48 yards by sophomore Jace Thomas, who would be a big factor here in the fourth quarter. And that one was his first big play of the fourth quarter. He would take it to the Cimarron 41-yard line. That's where Scott City would start. That was the first time in the second half that the Beavers would be into Blue Jay territory. They would have to convert one fourth down on the drive, and they just got it to keep their hopes of coming back to win alive.
Scott City tonight is 0 of 2 on fourth downs. 4:14 to go. 9-0. Scott City trails. Wing T set up. Receiver left. Tight end left side. On fourth and two. King sweep play left side. This is the Blaine. Colby's got the first down of the 29-yard line. He got four on fourth and two. And the Beavers will keep the drive alive here with 4:01 to go.
Scott City converted the fourth down. They would have it first and 10. They would have a fresh set of downs. And they would face a third down and a couple at the 20-yard line when sophomore Jace Thomas would put the Beavers on the board.
Scott City is 3 of 13 on third down tonight, facing a third and yard at the Cimarron 20. Down 9-0, 3:18 to go. Toss right side. This is a Jace Thomas. Has a first down. Gets to the outside. 15, 10, 5 in the pylon. Yes! Touchdown, Scott City with 3:07 to go, and they're on the board, down by 3 at 9-6.
A great run on the right side there by Jace Thomas, but even better blocking by the Scott City backs and linemen on that touchdown run as he snuck in the pylon there to get Scott City on the board with 3:06 remaining. The extra point would be missed. It was a 7-play, 41-yard drive that took 2 minutes and 11 seconds. Scott City trailed 9-6 with 3:06 to go. Still some life left in the Beavers there. They had all three timeouts. And they would force Cimarron, or they would have to call two timeouts there after Cimarron ran it on the ground a couple of times. And then on third down, the Beavers got a big stop.
Pistol set up. Back to pass. Now it's Harrison. He rolls to his right. He's stepping up. Now he's thinking about tucking it up and run. He is going to be stopped short. They're going to say he's out of bounds. Out of bounds.
That's not what they planned.
At the 34-yard line. And we have an injured Beaver over on the far side here with 2:41 to go.
It was a great defensive stop by Scott City. Not only did they force a three and out on that series by Cimarron at their own 34-yard line, but they also forced quarterback Braxton Harrison out of bounds so the Beavers could preserve a timeout. And after an unfortunate Scott City injury, Cimarron would punt, and Scott City would take over a very short punt of about 17 yards to the Scott City 49-yard line. That set up the Beavers' first and 10 there with 2:38 to go, down 3 at 9-6. One timeout left. Scott City would stun the Blue Jays on the first play and only play of the drive.
Scott City needs 51 yards to win it, down 9-6 here. Shotgun set up, weather split wide to the right, two wings set up, a receiver split left. Stevens in the backfield here with King. Takes a snap from his own 43. Low snap, has time. We'll fire it down the seam. Pass is going to be caught. Jace Thomas, 20, 15, 10, 5. Scott City leads it with 2:31 to go on a 51-yard seam pattern from Harrison King to Jace Thomas. Wow!
That was about as good a throw as you could get. I was on a rope there from Harrison King to Jace Thomas as Thomas scored a second touchdown of the fourth quarter. And also Harrison King with his third touchdown pass of the year caught Cimarron off guard there in one play there. Scott City took the lead, and they scored 13 points after the Brady Wilker PAT in just 35 seconds at 2:31 mark. Scott City led 13-9 over the Cimarron Blue Jays. Scott City would kick off. Cimarron would get the football at their own 37-yard line with 2:26 to go after the kickoff return, and the Blue Jays would have three incompletions in a row, but on fourth down, yet another scramble by the quarterback.
Harrison and pistol set up, a four receiver set. Here comes the four-man rush. Harrison under pressure. Harrison will tuck it up, and he has got room. He's at the 45, first down midfield into Blue Jay Scott City territory on a gain of 16 to the 48-yard line with a minute 55 to go.
Oh, so close there for Scott City to make the stop there. And then went incompletion on first and 10 for the Blue Jays at the Scott City 47. But on second down, It was a home run ball, and Cimarron would take the lead back and eventually for good.
Scott City with more of a pass rush there. They put Jace Thomas at a DN, and they put Gabe Bowers on the D-line. They blitz up the middle. Harrison going for the home run ball. He's got a man open, and he'll make the catch. It's 10-5 touchdown. Serrano slipped on the right side with 90 seconds to go. A 47-yard bomb to Seth Ridenour, and Cimarron leads 15-13.
That was the only pass completion of the night there for Cimarron's quarterback, Braxton Harrison. He found Seth Ridenour open after a Scott City defender slipped on the play. The two-point conversion would be no good, and the Blue Jays took the lead back 15-13. With 1:30 to go in the fourth quarter there, Scott City held the lead for just 61 seconds in the ball game. The Beavers had a first down on their ensuing drive, but Cimarron would put the game away for good on the second turnover of the night for the Beavers.
One receiver left is Tarango. Second and 10, 46-yard line, two-wing setup. 70 seconds to go. King steps up in the pocket, throws it left side, and the pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Here comes Braxton Harrison. 45 inside the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. With 56 seconds to go off a deflection. And Cimarron now up 21-13.
It would be a pick six for Cimarron as Braxton Harrison would go 59 yards to the house there to put Cimarron up 21-13 with 56 seconds to go. The Blue Jays would actually take a delay of game, so that pretty much ruled out that they would go for two. They only needed 1 point to make it a two-score game with under a minute to go. So they'd bring out Emmanuel Aguilar to kick in the PAT, and that was good. That made it 22-13. Scott State would get 8 yards on their first play from their own 42-yard line, and then Cimarron would finish things off with a deflected interception.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left, 25 seconds to go, and Cimarron is going to break a seven-game losing streak here to Scott City. King, looking right, will fire it, finds Culp right at the... Or no, is it intercepted? It is, by none other than Seth Ridenour. And that'll end the game.
After the interception, the Blue Jays would take a knee, and that would end the game 22-13 for Cimarron over Scott City. We'll have a final recap of the stats in our final segment here on WesternKansasNews.com.